Pat Phillips is a retired investment banker. She voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
I have friends that have lost friends of 40 years because of the election.
She's determined not to lose any friends over her support for President Trump, including her friend of more than two decades, Maureen Giordano, who can't stand Trump.
The way he does things, the way he expresses himself, the way he has created a division amongst people, I feel like he's sabotaging his effort.
Giordano is an unaffiliated voter. Phillips is a Republican. And they're chatting over coffee at a cafe with a couple of friends. The women meet up every Friday, and everyone but Giordano is a Trump supporter.
Did you guys know that she was not a Trump supporter?
Oh, yeah.
Giordano says these days, they try to avoid talking politics.
I steer clear, for the most part. But they've had conversations with me.
We do talk politics. It's not that we don't, you know.
Vera Ritchie is an X-ray technician. Her husband owns a small jewelry business. And she feels strongly that Trump supports small businesses. But she says they're careful not to let talk about politics get too heated.
When I feel it's getting a little bit out of control, our friendship comes first. So we kind of, I'll either switch the subject or Maureen will switch the subject, you know, so.
The women met the way people in small towns often do, at a local gym and at the bank where Pat Phillips used to work. She says the way people talk about politics on social media today makes it harder to get along.
Some of the things, especially on social media, you see that people write about the president. I can't believe it. I mean, I grew up, I respect the office, even if I didn't care for the president. Today, it's totally different.
But her friend, Maureen Giordano, says President Trump is partly to blame for riling people up.
The way that people are so angry, he just gives us a lot of ammunition.
Ammunition, she says, to lash out at anyone who disagrees.
I mean, I don't want him to fail, but I wish he would do it in a different way. I think he would accomplish more if he was a little more normal.
Beyond Trump's leadership style, there's one issue where even the Trump supporters in this group depart from the president. That's abortion. Here's Vera Ritchie, the one who switches the subject from politics if it gets too heated.
I think it should be a personal decision. I don't think it should be politically involved at all.
Ritchie is talking as a woman and as a mother.
I mean, God forbid, I mean, if it were my daughter, say, that was raped, I mean, say at 15 or something, you know, I would feel that would be her personal decision, not the political decision.
Still, Ritchie doesn't see herself as entirely on the side of abortion rights.
Yeah, I guess I'm both. I'm pro-life and pro-choice. Yeah.
So if you were to tell Trump what he should do on this?
I would say, drop it. It's none of your business.
That's similar to the way Beverly Najjar sees it. She owns the Coldbrook Cafe in North Scituate, where Ritchie and her friends meet up.
I mean, I have a part of me that thinks that, you know, the woman should choose, basically, because I'm a woman and I don't want anybody telling me. That's why I think they should just leave it.
Najjar is also a mother with a daughter, but she doesn't think there's any threat to abortion rights or the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade.
The Democrats are just making that an issue. I don't think that's going to be overturned.
Najjar is a staunch Republican, and she says nothing that's happened since Trump got elected has changed that. And if polls are any indicators, both sides of the Trump divide are equally dug in. For the Publix Radio, I'm Lynn Arditti.